Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
And welcome to NBR. And yes, I'm your host, Rick Delgado, and welcoming to the show right now, based out of Golden, Colorado. Her name is Pamela Wilson. She is the owner of Pamela Wilson. PamelaDWilson.com is her main website. You can reach out to her by phone at 888-393-7754. Or you can go to the website, like I mentioned, PamelaDWilson.com. Also, a special offer, which we'll get into in just a little bit, from our guest, Pam. Pam, welcome to the show, and how are you?
Good morning, Rick. Thank you. I am fabulous today.
All right. Well, good to hear, and thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get started, do me a favor. Just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I basically solve caregiving problems. I offer support groups and programming for caregivers just to help manage all the care, reduce the stress, the anxiety, and the overwhelm, because caregiving is a crazy life.
Yeah, I would imagine so. And it's becoming, I think it's becoming something that people are starting to become more aware of as they, you know, as they get older, because, you know, usually you don't even think about it. When, you know, you're living your life, Pam, and, you know, you're doing this and you're doing that. Oh, I'm 50. Yeah, I'm going to live it up. And then you finally retire. It's like, I retired. Now we're going to do this. But then there's those points where, the you know, things start to happen that you don't really have control over.
We never plan to be caregivers. It's not like when you're a child, your parents say, oh, you know, one day you're going to be a caregiver.
Right.
It happens because you get that midnight phone call, somebody broke a hip, somebody's in the hospital, and then all of a sudden, next day, your life has changed.
Right. Yes. So now, let me ask you this. What got you into doing this? Was it that, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. phone call?
You know, it actually was. I had an interest in helping the elderly when I was in high school. I had a social work scholarship that I didn't take, and over the years, I had a sister that was killed in a car accident when I was 17. My parents died in my late 30s, both of them.
Uh-huh.
My brother right after my father. And so my life just got turned upside down like most caregivers.
Right.
And I decided to go back to that career that I originally was going to do. And so for the past 20 years, pretty much on call 24/7, helping caregivers and aging adults and responding to emergencies.
Right. Yeah. And again, it's something that, you know, as we age as a society and even as individuals, you know, we don't look at ourselves that way. You know, like I look at myself, I just, you know, turned 50.
A young 25.
yeah, a very young, you know, 25, you know, divided by two. Anyhow, but you look at yourself like I look at myself right now, Pam, and I kind of rewind a little bit to my mom at this age, and I'm like, wow, I am so much healthier than her. You know,
yes.
It almost seemed like she was always old, you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I'm sure the kids are looking at me saying, man, he's old. He's always been old. You know, like to me, you know, we have that I guess that perspective of, hey, I think I can go on forever, and I'm invincible, I'm bulletproof. But then, you know, like you said, those things happen, and sometimes you get thrust into that role, and that's pretty much where you step in.
It is. And, you know, we all think that. And what I tell caregivers is, I said, you know, when you're taking care of your aging parents, look at them, look at yourself. You can prevent you from becoming like them, kind of like you were talking about your mom,
mm-hmm.
where she was always old. And today you look at yourself and you're like, well, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
It's because you recognize that.
Right. Now, when you are working with people, say when somebody contacts you and says, look, I've been thrust into that position, I need help. Pam, tell me about how you and your company are able to help those people that are now thrust into that position of being the caregiver.
So I start by asking a lot of questions, you know, because until I really know what somebody's concerns are, it's hard to help them. So it's kind of like, you know, we do group sessions and it's like, okay, what are your concerns? Is it your parents are saying no to help? Do you need assisted living? Are you thinking about in-home caregivers, power of attorney? There's so many components that go into caregiving, and sometimes caregivers get stuck on one of those, and they don't see the other long list, and so they miss something. So it's basically, what's your situation? I can tell them what's going to happen in the future based on what they've told me, and it's like, okay, what are we going to do about it today?
Right. All right. And now, in terms of when somebody does contact you for the first time, Pam, I mean, how are you? Is there a program? Take me through how you work.
So how we work is we have, in fact, I'll just give you the website. So it's caregiver-911.com.
Okay.
The first thing I suggest people to do is we have a library on our website. So not everybody's looking for the same thing. They may be at different stages in caregiving. So we have the free library that someone can register for, that you can go in and search for what the information you want. With this, there's also a free book that you can get,
right,
and then a series of videos. And then we have live online support groups that we're starting in a couple of weeks, where it's like a webinar, and anybody can dial in, come on, ask your questions. I will respond and help people. And then in addition to that, we've got programs which are like online courses, which is similar. So, for example, one on power of attorney. What is a power of attorney? Why do you need it?
Right.
There's information in there. Again, online support comes with that so that people can answer, get their questions answered.
Right. Now, what about in terms of, you know, because let's face it, if somebody's all of a sudden thrust into that position of, you know, having to care for an aging parent or something, you know, I'm sure there are a certain amount of stresses that come along with that. Like, what do I do? How do I handle this?
Yes. There's, you know, the top stresses that caregivers talk about are just the emotional stress and the physical stress. And mm-hmm. like you say, I don't want to make a bad decision.
Right.
We also have a Facebook group. It's a private group, so you have to apply to be in it. But you can post questions in there anytime. And I go in there every day and I look at it and I answer questions and make suggestions to people. You know, again, probably it's kind of a multi-level fold, if you want to call it.
Right.
We got the Facebook groups, we've got the live support groups, we've got the classes. So between all three of those, caregivers can get the answers that they're looking for. It's more that they're afraid to ask for help. So caregivers are afraid to admit that they need help. That's the first step. It's like you have to say, okay, I need answers.
Right.
Where am I going to go to get them?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. You know, they all want to think, I can handle it. I can handle it. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, Pam, you know, especially if you're thrust into this role having never done it before, you don't know what you don't know.
Well, and I'm the perfect example. So when my parents passed away, I was not in this profession. I thought I knew everything. We made so many mistakes. If I would have known back then what I know today, totally different situation. But I, like most caregivers, thought, hey, I got this.
Right.
You know, I'm educated. I can figure this right out. I had no idea.
How tough could it be, right?
Right, exactly.
Again, we're talking with our guest, Pamela D. Wilson. That's actually also the website. You can go to her main website, PamelaDWilson.com. You can also reach out to her. She's available by phone, especially if you're looking for some help. You've got some questions. Maybe there's something you need to discuss. Feel free and ring her directly at 888-393-7754. And she can help kind of point you in the right direction. She's a caregiving expert, advocate, and speaker, as well as an author. I'm looking around on your website here, Pam, and it looks like you do a little writing.
Yeah, I have a book. And again, this is going to go back to that caregiver-911.com website. It's called The Caregiving Trap.
Okay.
Solutions for Life's Unexpected Changes. And you can get the book for free if you go to that website. You pay $5.95 for shipping, but the book is absolutely free.
Right. And again, that other website, which, you know, is what can really get you started on getting those free caregiving tips, as well as the book, caregiver-911.com. That's caregiver-911.com. If anybody has a question for Pam, feel free and call us live in the studio. Let me ask you this. Now, what are you finding when people are coming to you? What's their main concern? Is there one thing that jumps out that every single person has this issue?
You know, it stems from a crisis, okay? And the crisis could be, oh my gosh, my mom or dad has memory loss. Now what do we do?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Mom is in the hospital being released tomorrow, and I don't know what to do. Oh, my gosh. Mom or dad is in a nursing home, and they're being released, and I don't know what to do.
Right.
And I laugh at this, not because I don't think it's serious, but I always believe that you have to bring humor into caregiving. Otherwise, it's too crazy.
Right.
So we have to be able to laugh about this to solve the problem.
Right. Yeah, because let's face it. I mean, it's almost, and I'm not making light of it. It's almost like taking care of a small child because things, they start to regress, right?
Yes. And it's, you know, parents don't like to hear that, but they do become more childlike. And I'll use an example of my parents. So, you know, we all think our parents know everything, right? They're our parents.
Right.
And I was college educated, and I looked up at my parents like they knew everything. When my mom passed away, I didn't realize that she never knew how to balance a checkbook. That's something that I could have taught her or I could have done for her.
Right.
But when I was going through the financials, I'm like, oh, my God, how did she... She just put more money in when the account got low. So as adult children, we think that our parents know what we know, and they don't. There's so many things we can do to help them.
Right. Wow. All right. Well, you know what? As long as she had money to put back in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a good thing.
That's a good thing. That's a good way to look at it. Again, we're talking with our guest, Pam Wilson. She is the owner. Is there a name of the company? Is it the caregiving?
It's just my name. It's
okay.
Pamela D. Wilson. There's a brand name, which is called The Caring Generation.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to build this generation of caregivers who care about their parents.
Gotcha.
And I really, this is kind of funny, which is why we did the caregiver-911.com, but I'm kind of like the 911 operator, but for caregiving.
Right. Now, real quick, we have to take a quick commercial break here, but on your website, on your main website, the Pamela D. Wilson .com. There's a video, The Caregiving Trap, right?
Yes.
About the book, of course. Are you holding up a pair of panties?
I'm holding up a pair of Depends.
That's what I thought it was. Like yeah. But,
because in caregiving, it always depends on the situation to know what you have to do.
and that's one of the harsh realities. Like, you're going to help change them.
The hands-on care is the toughest part of caregiving.
Especially if it's a family member, because that's, you know, someone that you've looked up to. They've been independent their whole life, and now they have to rely on you.
Yeah, I had to help my dad shower. World War II vet. He's, like, so embarrassed. I'm like, look, Dad, I've done this before.
Right.
It's going to be okay.
Gotcha. All right, we'll take a quick break. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ring us up here live in studio. We'll take this quick break again. Pam Wilson is our guest. Reach out to her. Best way to do that, either through her website, which is her name, PamelaDWilson.com, or the other website where you can subscribe to her free library, get some free caregiving tips, enter your name, your email address, click to subscribe and get the whole process started. That's caregiver-911.com. Quick break, more with Pam coming up right here after these words on NBR.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
On a Cape Cod shore, 16 striped bass fish and a horseshoe crab were found dead, killed by a harmful algal bloom. The town blamed excessive lawn fertilizer for polluting the water. They restricted lawn fertilizing to once a year. The state overruled, mandating 5 times a year. Though the striped bass died on a Falmouth shore, fertilizer pollution is a national problem, clogging our waterways. If you believe in our rights to clean water and beaches, if you want to stop the killing of fish by excessive fertilizer, please join with us. Make a donation for responsible stewardship. Acting together, we can have clean beaches and more fish. Please visit www.donateforoceans.org. That is www.donate4oceans.org.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
And welcome back to NBR. And yes, I'm your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with our guest, the aforementioned Pamela Wilson. She is the owner of Pamela D. Wilson. She's got the caring generation, right?
That is correct.
All right. Offering encouragement, advice to caregivers. You can reach out to her because, let's face it, when life's unexpected changes happen, not only to those who are affected by their own health and things, you know, where they need to rely on people, but the people that help those people, that could be you. If you need some insight, if you need some help, again, and Pam mentioned that's one of the biggest obstacles that caregivers have is actually just, you know, admitting, hey, I need a little help here. So make sure you reach out to her. Again, PamelaDWilson.com is the website. She's also got the other website for some free caregiving tips you can subscribe to. Enter your name, your email address at caregiver-911.com. That's caregiver-911.com to subscribe. Hey, Pam, let me ask you this. You mentioned memory loss. Is that like the biggest concern for some of the older adults?
Memory loss is the biggest concern. First of all, you know, anybody, general population, our biggest fear is, oh my gosh, what happens if I, you know, come down with Alzheimer's or dementia? So older adults are afraid to be diagnosed. And then family members, when it happens, a lot of times it's going on for years before somebody even notices. And then what do you do about it? Because
right.
It's sad. There's no cure.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's one of the most tragic diseases out there with really not a lot of solutions, but it's manageable if
right.
you catch it early.
Now, speaking of catching it early, what can some of these, you know, what can someone who's in a caregiving position look out for? Are there certain things that, like, boom, as soon as you see that, you know, okay?
Yeah, so believe it or not, 10 years before somebody is diagnosed, the little signs start. So the first one is usually, like, issues with financial management. So bills not being paid. Mm-hmm. A huge thing is, you know, somebody writes a check to charity, and they write a check the next day and the next day and the next day because they forgot to, you know, remember that they wrote these checks. I've had people lose their homes.
Oh my goodness.
Because of things like this who have memory loss.
Right.
Financial is the first thing. You know, the other thing is their organization. You know, if you go to your parents' home, are you seeing stacks of mail? Are they writing reminder notes? Is the house, you know, mom used to be a perfect housekeeper. Now the house has got dust bunnies all over the place.
Right.
Laundry's everywhere, spoiled food, not taking medications. You know, hygiene is a big one too. People will, you know, when they retire, they're like, oh, you know, I don't need to shower. I'm not going to work anymore.
Right.
But people who have memory loss will forget to bathe for weeks. And when you ask them if they bathe, they'll be like, well, honey, I just did that right before you got here.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I get that excuse from the kids. Hey, did you brush your teeth? Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah.
And you got to, I actually go into the bathroom and check the,
toothbrush is wet, yeah.
Yeah, to make sure the toothbrush is wet. It's like, all right, you weren't pulling my chain. But mm-hmm. and it's funny too, because it is something that you might see in a child, but from an adult, you know, somebody who's older, who, you know, they're used to carrying themselves a certain way, right? You know,
yeah.
You mentioned your dad, the World War II vet. I'm sure he's got a lot of pride. You know, it's just like, hey, you know,
very proud. He would clean the kitchen. He called it KP duty because I got to do KP duty. I mean,
right.
He was regimented. He was, yeah. And fortunately, he didn't have memory loss. But, you know, if your parent is like that, those habits that they've had all their life, when they start to change, something is wrong. That's
right.
A sign that you got to get it checked out.
Gotcha. Now, what about safety? Because, you know, falling, I know, is a big issue for a lot of people once they get, you know, to a certain age.
Huge. Most older adults never want to leave their home. My parents were the same way. It's like
right.
They don't want to move to assisted living or go anywhere. But yet safety is a huge concern. And falls, actually hip fractures, I mean, the stats for death are astronomical
right.
for, you know, dying in a year after a hip fracture. But now there's so many options for home safety equipment. So it's talk to your parents about, hey, we want to help you stay here. What can we do to make the house safer?
Right.
Do we need to put grab bars in the bathroom or, you know, a shower chair or something? It's falls are, you know, 67% of falls can be prevented.
Right.
But yet we don't think about that. And that's the easiest thing to do to keep a parent at home.
Yeah. And aside from that as well, I mean, you know, not only do you have to fear the fall, But also because of the fall of the age and the body starts to deteriorate, what could be, you know, you see a kid fall like that, they bounce up and they keep going. But for an older adult, you know, that's not an option. They don't have that kind of, you know, their body's a little more frail.
No, we don't heal like we were, you know, when we were 25.
I know. It's amazing. It stinks. It's terrible. I hate it. Hey, we do have a caller on the line here, Pam. So let's go to that real quick. Caller, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Tracy.
Hey, Tracy, welcome. How are you?
Good. How you do? How you guys doing?
Good. You got a question for Pam?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I love what you do, and I think it's inspiring. I just want to know what or who inspired you to follow your dreams.
You know, my mom actually did. My mom was somebody who always said, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. You just have to figure out how to do it. And so actually it was the life experience that did, because when I was 17, I thought about doing this. And I went other paths. I went to go work in corporate America. And then honestly, after both of my parents died, I felt like an orphan. I was lost. And I'm right. Like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go do that thing that I was going to do when I was 17. And I'm going to help people, because I have learned from the loss of my parents what people go through.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for your call. Was that helpful?
Yes, it was. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And that's got to be tough. I mean, let's face it, Pam. That's a tough... The fact that you knew early on that this was something that really, you know, kind of drove you is kind of a testament. Because a lot of people, like you said, they don't get into caregiving until it's thrust upon them.
They don't. And here's the funny story. So I'm back at my parents' house, and I'm cleaning it out, and I'm in my old bedroom. And I find this book, and there's this yellow piece of paper sticking out at the top, and it said, things I want to do when I grow up. Fly jets in the Air Force, join the Peace Corps, be a forest ranger, and the last one, help old people.
Really?
I knew at 17 what I wanted to do. It took me a while to figure it out.
Right. Now, when you're dealing with, you know, of course, the caregiving aspect, you're helping new people who are now put in that position of being the caregiver, right? And you talk about, and you mentioned this, you know, with safety, about having someone come to the home.
Yes.
Are there benefits to doing that as opposed to assisted living and stuff like that?
Huge. You know, in-home caregivers can help older adults really stay at home forever. Now, there's obviously a financial component, but
right.
I mean, they can come in, they can cook meals, remind people to take medications, help with bathing and safety, you know, provide some companionship, do the laundry. I mean, they're like a pseudo child who can do all of those tasks. And this is the thing I tell kids, you know, you don't want to be the task person if you don't have to be the relationship person. Enjoy the time with your parents that they have left. Don't be scrubbing the toilet. You know, get a caregiver to do that if you can.
Right.
Now, the difficulty with caregivers, I'll be honest, there's good and bad.
Right.
It's hard to find trustworthy caregivers, mm-hmm. you know, agencies with the shortage today, just because there's so many aging people, it can be hard to get the same caregiver. So you might be doing retraining, but the benefits are huge.
Now, what about challenges? Because I'm sure you said, you know, with a growing older population, you know, it's going to be a struggle there to find the right people, qualified people. Do you help in terms of placing people and, you know, kind of saying, hey, this could be a good fit and stuff like that?
So how I help caregivers is I actually coach and train caregivers on how to hire caregivers. So how right. do you interview the home care agency? What questions should you be asking? How do you interview the caregiver? How do you set up what they're going to do every day? Because believe it or not, you actually have to manage these in-home caregivers. It's not like this, oh, I'll just hire somebody and it's going to work out. There's a whole list of things that you have to do, and this comes in my, you know, my course on the website. I think one of my videos mentions this. You have to participate. It just doesn't happen automatically.
Right. Now what about, you know, okay, the parent wants to stay in the home, but you know what? It's just not possible, even with an in-home caregiver.
So a couple of options. So Medicaid. So all states have the Medicaid waiver.
Okay.
And and here in Colorado, it's $2,000 worth of income or less. It might be different for other states, but basically the Medicaid waiver will pay for caregivers to come into the home. It will also pay for assisted living if somebody doesn't have the money to privately pay. So if you have to leave because of money, there are options out there to have your care paid for through Medicaid.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And again, you know, this is affecting a lot more people as we age as a society. You know, technology and health and wellness have become much, much more integrated in like, hey, you can do this and you can clean up your diet this way and stuff like that. You know, having different options, you know, whether it's staying in the home or moving to an assisted living place is probably, you know, something a lot of us don't consider. Even someone my age, I should probably be thinking about it. I don't think about it at all, Pam. Not at all.
We don't until something happens. And that's the important thing. It's like, right, open up the conversation before the need occurs. So talk to your parents today and say, hey, you know, I know you're great today, but, you know, 10 years down the road when something happens, what is it you want? Do you want to stay home? Would you consider assisted living? Do you have your powers of attorney done? You kind of, if you can, plan today to avoid the catastrophes of tomorrow.
Right. Well, you know what? That's a great line to leave us on. Again, we've been talking with our guest, Pamela Wilson. You can reach out to her. She's a caregiving expert, an advocate, a speaker. If you're becoming a caregiver, she's got all the information that can help you. She's got a library. She's got a book about caregiving as well, which you can get. It's called The Caregiving Trap. She's got another website which gives out great free caregiving tips. All you got to do is set it up by entering your name, your email address. You click it to subscribe. There's videos as well. Go to caregiver-911.com. That's caregiver-911.com. You can also reach out to Pam via the phone. Yeah, she has one of those as well. 888-393-7754. Based out of Golden, Colorado, but she can help you no matter where you are located. Reach out to her. Pam, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Rick, my pleasure. Thank you.
You got it. Have a great day. We'll be back with more on MBR right after these words.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.